Now, Steve, it is close. The season is upon us. How's the offseason gone so far? You guys start camp on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's kind of been a whirlwind as far as recruiting goes. But, we're really excited. We have six, potentially seven veteran guys coming back. A lot of new, fresh, young talent as well. So I'm really interested to see how some of our youth responds here as we open up training camp on Tuesday.
Now, you mentioned the six returners. There might be seven. Now, talk about the type of kids you were going after to recruit this past offseason.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's junior hockey. Guys have to be able to play the game. But most importantly, when we were recruiting this offseason, we were looking for good quality people. Because obviously we have 17 to 20-year-old young men traveling from all over the country, and even Canada as well. So we wanted to find good, responsible people that would contribute positively to the community, that would be a great asset to their billet home, and that would strengthen our program in Gillette as well. So that was the ultimate goal, and I truly feel like we accomplished that this offseason.
Now, speaking of the returners, two of your returners are some veteran goalies. I bet you're feeling pretty good about that position.
Yeah, absolutely. So Grogan and LaChance are both back, and we're thrilled to have veteran depth, especially at that position because of the interesting dynamic that position provides. But in addition to that, we have Shane Phillips, too. That's a goaltender, and actually he is a veteran in our league as well. So while he's a first-year player for us here in Gillette, he's got 2 years of veteran junior hockey experience. So we're really happy with our goaltending position right now, and I look forward to seeing what those guys can do.
I know you haven't started camp yet, but let's talk about some of the other positions. First, the front line with the wings and the center position. What do you see going on there? Who do you see showing up there?
Well, that's a great question. So, we have four forwards that are veteran guys for us, Gage Thompson, Brandon Pruitt, Coleman Vardy, and Trapper Morey. So those guys will obviously be a mainstay fixture as far as their depth chart goes up front. But I'm really excited with some of our youth, too. We have forwards from everywhere. We have a couple Michigan forwards. We have guys from Nevada, from Alaska. So, and a lot of these guys are players that are 2000 birth years or younger. And they're players that really are truly hungry, to play junior hockey. So I'm actually really interested to see, how some of these forwards respond because we'll have seven or eight forwards that are new to junior hockey and are 17, 18 year old young men. But I really do think they can turn some heads here in Gillette.
What do you expect from your defensemen this season?
Yeah, the one going into this offseason with our defensive core was that we knew there was going to be a high turnover, especially from some players on the back end that aged out this past season. So that was actually priority number one when we were recruiting is to find good quality defensemen that could play the game. And again, like we talked about, good character people. So I'm actually really excited. Currently, we have seven defensemen on our roster, potentially eight. So, again, while that was priority number one in the offseason, I think our staff did a really good job of finding quality defensemen that could compete as well.
Now, last question. What do you think, like, what would you want in the middle of the season to people say about your hockey team when they go against them? What do you feel like you want your identity to be?
That's a great question. I think our identity, especially let's say December, January, would be a team that's never going to go away. Is we're going to be a team that plays 60 minutes every single night. And to be completely honest, we're not going to have a lead every single game, every single period, every single shift. We're not going to win it all. But the point is, we're not going to go away. So I want teams to know, especially teams in our division. Yeah, you know what? There might be a game where we don't have such a hot start. Maybe we're down 1, 2, 3, 4, but you know what? We're not going to go away. And we're going to surprise teams. And even if the end result doesn't go in our favor, especially if it's game one of a two-game set, we're going to make sure teams know that we're not going away and we're not getting pushed around.
The Wild will open its regular season September 14th with a two-game series beginning at Helena.